This is the Children's Hour, and we're learning about sleep. Stick with us. We're going to speak with an author and have a book review. This is John Legend.
Go to sleep. Your dreams are calling out, my darling, oh, my love. Angels watching night is falling, oh, my darling, oh, my love. Close your eyes until tomorrow's sun appears and we'll be right here. And quiet fall tonight, it won't stay away too long. When you hear this song, go to sleep, your dreams are calling, oh, my darling, oh, my love. Night is falling, oh, my darling, oh, my love. Stars are taking over the day. Oh, the sun can wait. The moon is guiding you, inviting you to stay in this bed you lay. Go to sleep, your dream. Calling, oh, my darling, oh, my love. Angels watching night is falling, oh, my darling, oh, my love. Go. Go to sleep, go to sleep, oh, my darling.
This is the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and today's show is all about sleep. We have a lot more information at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode called Sleep. But have you ever wondered about animals and sleep? I mean, we all know our pets sleep because we see them sleep or they sleep with us. But what about the other critters? Our next guest, Stephen J. Simmons, has explored exactly that topic in his series of books on sleep and animals.
The first book started about 5 years ago when I was behind my house. And I saw all these butterflies and squirrels and rabbits and honeybees all playing behind the house. And I thought it would be a great idea to have a children's book about when the children went to sleep. What happened to all these creatures? Where did they go? So I wrote a children's book, Where Do Creatures Sleep at Night? And then the idea continued. And I co-wrote the second book with my son, Cliff. And that focused on big animals. So where does a lion or a giraffe or a kangaroo or a crocodile sleep? And how do they sleep? And then finally, we both thought, Cliff and I, it'd be great to write about ocean creatures. So we developed the book, Where Do Ocean Creatures Sleep at Night? So where does a whale sleep, or an octopus, or a shark? Each of the animals are portrayed at the beginning of their section with kind of activities they do during the day, and then how they sleep at night. It emphasizes that when these creatures sleep or rest or nap, if you will, they need to get their bodies strong, they need to get their brains refreshed, and it's the same thing with children. For children to grow strong, for the muscles to grow strong, for them to have the energy to face the next day and learn, they need to sleep as well.
That's Stephen J. Simmons, and along with his son Clifford Simmons, they've just published Where Do Ocean Creatures Sleep at Night? It's part of their Animals Sleeping series. You can find links and more information at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode's Sleep. And stay tuned, Max from our kids crew has a review of this book. But first, this is William Shatner, right here on the Children's Hour.
As I tuck you in bed, wrap the blanket so tight, with a kiss on the head to keep you warm through the night. I wish you sweet dreams of only good things, bright yellow sunbeams and new songs to sing. Before closing your eyes, make one wish for me by finding a star, the brightest one you can see. For we share the earth, yes, we're not alone. So wish every animal a home of their own. If birds had no nests and rabbits no holes, no comfy burrows for foxes or moles, if bears had no caves to cuddle their cubs, the squirrels and the leopards, no trees up above, if all of these places we failed to keep, tell me, where would the animals sleep? Where would the animals sleep? Bugs rest on grass or leaves that they found, and turtles and chipmunks both sleep underground. Sea otters hold hands and float while they rest. Seals like to curl up on beaches the best. So all of these places we cannot neglect. There isn't much time, they're ours to protect. Now before you doze off, it again should be said how lucky you are to have a safe bed. For we share the earth, yes, we're not alone. So wish every animal a home of their own. If birds had no nests and rabbits no holes, no comfy burrows for foxes or moles, if bears had no caves to cuddle their cubs, the squirrels and the leopards, no trees up above, if all of these places, where would the animals sleep? Some people don't care about beaches or trees, bulldozing and building wherever they please, tearing down forests and polluting the seas, leaving some creatures with nowhere to be. So all of these places we cannot neglect. There isn't much time, they're ours to protect. Before you doze off, it again should be said how lucky you are to have a safe bed. For we share the earth. Yes, we're not alone. So wish every animal a home of their own. If birds had no nests and rabbits no holes, no comfy burrows for foxes or moles, if bears had no caves to cuddle their cubs, the squirrels and the leopards, no trees up above, if all of these places we failed to keep, tell me, where would the animals sleep? Where would the animals sleep?
And this is my book review. This book is called Where Do Ocean Creatures Sleep at Night? Author is Stephen J. Simmons and Clifford R. Simmons, illustrated by Ruth E. Harper, published by Charles Bridge. What is this book about? This book is about how sea animals sleep underwater. It is a book of poems for kids. It is a very short book. I like the illustrations. They look very real. The octopus is my favorite. In this book, you can learn how animals underwater sleep, rest, and hide. My favorite fact from this book is the parrotfish sleeps in a mucus cocoon. There are two other books in the series, Where Do Creatures Sleep at Night? And Where Do Big Creatures Sleep at Night? I think this book is for ages 7 to 10, but it can be enjoyed by everyone.
The book is called Where Do Ocean Creatures Sleep at Night by Stephen J. Simmons and Clifford R. Simmons. It's illustrated by Ruth E. Harper and published by Charles Bridge Press.
Most of what we brothers, though he isn't quite the same. Like his sisters and his brothers, he will answer to a name. He lets out a cry before the dawning light. His father holds him close and whispers this throughout the night.
The Relative Minors, and that's all the time we have for the Children's Hour. Find a full playlist and teacher tools and more to learn at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode's Sleep. I'm Katie Stone. We'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Today's show was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with production help from Sarah Gabrielli and Daniel Lentz. Our shows are recorded at Outpost by Chad Shear, and our learning tools were created by Ronnie Reynolds.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.